combination of curiosity and a desire to live more sustainably. That's what prompted me to take a very unique tour of some local farms and businesses recently. It helped me see just how the food we eat gets from the farm to the table. I'm Julia Gray, and this is Take 5.
This is Betty Fraser from the Well-Traveled Fork, and we are on our farm and ranch tour. So today we're first going to go to Sand Lily Goat Farm in Southeast Bend, where the ladies raise goats for meat. So they have boar goats, and we're going to stop and visit them, and hopefully they're going to have some tastings for us as well.
How often do you do your tour?
It's by appointment, and so whenever anybody gives us a call, we usually take them out.
And how long have you been doing this?
For about a year and a half.
The Well-Traveled Fork has been ushering folks around Central Oregon for about a year and a half. Next, we'll introduce you to some locals who are dedicated to healthy, organic local food. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my home fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Home Fed Merchant Services now supports the iPhone card scanner. Your business can accept credit cards via your iPhone. Switching is easy at Home Fed. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5. The Well-Traveled Fork will take you on a variety of tours. The one I participated in took us first to Sand Lily Goat Farm. Owner Patricia Moore tells us about the care she takes with her 80 goats.
So these guys are all grass-fed. Actually, they're all in that pasture come spring, so they're real grass-fed. And I basically load 14 up at a time in my small trailer, and I drive them over to my facility over in Springfield, and I offload them myself and put them in the holding cages so that everything is as calm as possible.
And you were saying that you raise these with care and humanely.
Extremely humanely. They have a beautiful life, as we say, in one bad day.
Next, we piled into the car and went to Oregon Spirit Distillers, where owner Brad Irwin described and offered tastings of his gin, bourbon, vodka, and Marionberry liqueur.
We make spirit indicative of Oregon, and what that means to me is it is, as far as possible, using Oregon ingredients, and we look to make a spirit that is bold and high quality, just like Oregon. Well, I'm going to do a little bit of simple syrup, bourbon, I'm going to float some Marionberry, and then I'm also going to put a little bit of soda water in it.
We also saw how the spirits are distilled and marveled at how simple it is. So where are we going next, Betty?
Next, we're going to Redtail Farms, and Heidi Moore and her husband, Doug, run 10 acres out on the Old Bend Redmond Highway. And their goal is to raise organic produce, and they sell directly to the public via the farmers market or through a CSA program. And so they raise this all kinds of beautiful lettuces. They have fennel, they have asparagus, celery, beautiful carrots that they raise all winter long. And then they have beautiful chickens. In their chicken coop, it's mobile, so they move it once a week. And Heidi is very obsessive. She cleans out her chicken coop twice a day. So wait till you see this place. It's pretty special.
We ended our tour at Primal Cuts Meat Market, where owner Brian Tremaine offers only locally grown meats, cheeses, and sauces. All of the farms, ranches, and businesses we visited are open to the public and welcome your interest. But for a well-rounded adventure, you may want to contact Betty Fraser with the Well-Traveled Fork. I'm Julia Gray. Take 5 is a production of 1110 KBND Radio News. Depend on us.